expect that's how I leave.
That is Man on Fire by Sam Cohen and his brand new music. And I saw him last night opening up for Kevin Morby at the Fillmore last night. And boy, was that a good show. It was one of those last minute decisions because, you know how much I love Kevin Morby. He's consistently been on sort of my best albums of the year. His new album that just came out, Oh My God, is quickly making its way to my best of list as well. And so I thought, gosh, I've seen him so much. And every time I see him, it's like one of my best concerts of the year. And I was a little reticent of like, what if it's not as good? But it was so good. It was even better because Sam Cohen put on a wonderful opening set. And then he played with Kevin Morby and the band was so tight. It was so melodic. It was so beautiful. I felt like I was in church, a little gospel. And then they kind of brought down the house with a little Saturday night music, as he said. So thank you, Kevin Morby. Thank you, Sam Cohen. I had just a wonderful night of music last night. And it's a show I will never forget. Oh My God. Speaking of Oh My God, let's go to Kevin Morby's title track from his eponymous album.
Heavy load, oh my Lord,
song wherever I go, singing, oh my God, oh my Lord, oh my God. Got me now with the cotton mouth. You got me now down on my knees. Well, you got me now with the cotton mouth, begging, please, won't you release me?
God, Kevin Morby, played with really one of the tightest bands I've seen around, especially that sax player there, and the backup vocalists were angelic and really wonderful. If you have not had a chance to see him, please do see him on this tour. So good. You're listening to Indie Rocko Radio here on BFF.fm here on Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day to you all. I'm going to keep it going with a nice stretch of some mellow wake-up music. This is called On the Square from Mac DeMarco. Baby, it's been rectified.
locked outside and left to die.
dancing of lights in my bed. Fear and blue, yellow and red. Taste the rainbow. Let the monkey have a hit. Someone famous takes a shit. I swallow and I speak. Do you know who killed me? Ooh la la, swastika, say our glory. Happy birthday. Sentimental death machine. Nodding out, nodding in. Who is driving? Money sold out. Guru eyes. I believe that I can fly. With a belt around my neck. Where is my love? Ooh la la, swastika, say your glory. OMG, C2C.
That is the Babe Rainbow with something new. Isn't that funny? It's kind of a pun. That track is literally called Something New from, they have new music out and they're going to be coming to San Francisco. They're from Australia. They're going to be coming to San Francisco in a few weeks. They're playing at Wichita and they're also going to be playing in the Bay Area too. What is that? Like June 8th, 9th, 10th in that range. So fun. That is a fun band to see live. Before that, A.A. Bondi. It's been a while since he's had some new music out, and he has a new album called Enderness, and I played the track Diamond Skull. And then a new and up-and-coming indie pop guy from Canada called Mormore is really making some waves on the scene here. He's got, I played his track Someplace Else, and he's going to be playing at Outside Lands in August. And kicking it all off was Mac DeMarco from his brand new album called Here Comes the Cowboy. On the Square is the song that I played there. And you're listening to Indie Rocko Radio here on BFF.fm. Thanks for tuning in. I'm here every Sunday from 11 to 12 spinning the best new indie rock tunes. I love putting my playlist together and kind of uncovering the new gems and the new music that just turns me on and gets me excited. So I hope you enjoy it too. I'm going to go now to a track called Menophobia from a band called Brain Story.
Start back when I met you, let you at my heart. I knew it for sure.
new jam there from the A La La's called Raspberry Jam. Kind of a great name, isn't it? love the A La La's. They're so great in person. So I hope to see those guys touring real soon. I'm sure they're going to be on the festival circuit, but I don't see them hitting San Francisco anytime soon. Before that, I played new stuff from the Matson 2. I don't know how you would describe them. They're kind of like this indie jazz jam band. Only instrumental. Super awesome. They're twins. They're twin brothers. I played the track Nema's Dream. They have a split 7-inch out. And they are actually going to be coming in June to play as part of the SF Jazz Fest. They are doing a rendition of John Coltrane's A Love Supreme. Pretty cool, right? So they have their own take on that classic, iconic album that spawned an entire religion with a church here in San Francisco. If you haven't been, make sure to go see it. It's pretty awesome. So I think that's like June 15th. So you should definitely go check that out. They're really fun to see live. And the SF Jazz Center is a really lovely place to see music. It's intimate. The acoustics are amazing. You know, it's just a nice kind of sit-down show. I actually might be taking my parents. Before that, I also played new stuff from a band called Brain Story. It's Menophobia is the name of the song, although I tentatively pronounce that because it's the M-N-E-M-O phobia. Anyway, I'm just going to keep the music going here. This is new stuff from Wand Rio Grande from their new album called Laughing Matter. much tension. That is the Mystery Lights. They are a band actually from Salinas, California. They have a new single out called Too Much Tension, and they're going to be playing at the Chapel on June 13th with Future Punks. Should be a good show. Before that, I played a new song by Israeli composer Kutiman. So Long was the name of that track, and I kicked it off with new stuff from Wand. They just came through town. They have a new album out called Laughing Matter. And you're listening to Indie Reco Radio here on BFF.fm. Thanks for tuning in. I have a few more songs for you before I hand it over to Luddite Radio. I'm going to go now to one of my favorite bands from France. This is Junoir, and they have a new track called Abba de Cor. It's going back a little bit there to Stereolab's French Disco from their early version mix, and they're actually going to be touring again. My gosh, they're coming through, playing the Fillmore. They're actually one of the headliners at Desert Days down in Southern California, which I just bought my tickets for. Excited about that. So yeah, Stereolab back at it. Really exciting stuff. Yeah, thanks for tuning in. You've been listening to Indie Rocko Radio here on BFF.fm. I'm here every Sunday. Come back next week and listen to me. I'm going to fade out with some new stuff from one of my all-time favorite artists, Stephen Malkmus. He's actually coming to town on Tuesday, playing at Swedish American Hall. He's got a new album out called Groove Denied. This is Belziger Faceplant. Until next week.
To see, is it to be?